Odd interview. The Oxbridge interviewers are notorious for asking bizarre questions. What percentage of the world's water is contained in a cow? How many aeroplanes are flying above Oxford at this moment? Can a slug think? What shape is an egg? The idea is not to elicit the correct answer and so on, but that candidates should show clear reasoning. What does it mean to think? What equipment is needed to think? Do mollusks have such equipment? The surprises may not end with the questions. Some applicants have been caught unawares by eccentric interviewers. One applicant was welcomed into the room by a scruffy philosophy tutor wearing no shoes. His big toe was protruding through one of the many holes in his socks. In such situations, the best hope is a stiff upper lip, although applicants may secretly wonder whether they want to be taught by such unconventional types for 3 or 4 years. Such quirkiness, however, is rare. "I've never asked an off-the-wall question in 30 years of interviewing," said one Oxford don. Tutors are free to choose their own questions, so long as they don't infringe equal opportunities. Applicants should be aware that it might be in the interest of commercial companies to create the impression that the admissions interview at Oxbridge colleges is eccentric. This is not the case. The aim of the interview is to assess each candidate's ability and potential on an individual basis, one don said. What our admissions tutors are looking for is how well candidates can explain what they know and whether they can apply their knowledge to a new problem or argue their position. A Cambridge spokesman said, "There's no need to have special training for Cambridge interviews. Indeed, applicants who are over-rehearsed tend to come across less well than students who are natural and spontaneous." The interview is Oxbridge's ultimate test in selecting the best students. Does it work? According to Dr. Meyer, only very rarely do we choose entrants who find themselves out of their depth. Another don estimates he has selected the right candidates in about 80% of the cases. This may reassure some applicants that there is a method behind the myth. Whether or not slugs think, successful applicants must show that they do. As the only British universities in the world's top 10, Oxford and Cambridge inevitably command great attention. Both are working to dispel the mystique surrounding them that undoubtedly left some youngsters feeling too intimidated to apply in the past. Summer schools and open days, plus the wealth of information about the admissions process on their websites, all make Oxbridge more accessible than ever. But if you'll never apply, you'll never know.